Empty grog flagons rolled about on Plug's cabin floor as the ship swayed gently. He sat with his head on the table, snoring in his chair.
Land ho!
A moment later, the Silver Fox was stumbling out on deck.
Land, you say? Where away?
Tazin, who was on duty as steers beast, pointed.
Straight on as she lies, Captain. Dead ahead.
Kerda came bounding up from amidships.
The land, mine new captain, see it first, yar. He say something move over by the rocks, see?
Plug was too preoccupied with their position to pay the princess much heed. He scanned the coast up and down. Kerda slapped the sabre blade against the rail.
What you looking for? Why you don't listen to me?
Plug spoke as he continued inspecting the shoreline.
There should be a river running out across the beach. That's where the chart says we make our landfall. I'm listening to you, missy. Now, who saw what, eh?
Kerda beckoned a tall, grave-faced rat guard to her side.
This one, he is Vorto, mine new captain. Tell him.
Vorto saluted with his spear before reporting to Plug.
I saw it, a little boat running for those rocks, showing no sail. Mayhap 'tis more behind the rocks, Captain.
Plug turned, bringing his face close to the new officer and squinting into his eyes.
Vorto, eh? You got a fair old pair of peepers on ya. Oh, well, I'll have to take her in and scout the coast till I find a landmark. Tazin, you steer her landwards, but stop before those big reefs. I'll be in me cabin a-studying the chart. Shout out when you're dropping anchor.
Kerda blocked Plug's way, gesturing with a sabre.
You throw down the anchor by the reefs, how we get ashore.
The freebooter pushed past her, heading for his cabin.
You're free to wade or swim, but if and you stops playing with that toy sword, I'll let you ride in the ship's boat with me. Slippy, make ready the jolly boat for when we anchors.
From their cover in the rocks, Shog and Triss watched the sea scab, heading in a direct line for the outcrop. The otter shouldered the rolled-up sail.
Cut and run, Triss. 'Tis all that's left to us. We ain't stopping round here for Kerda to practice her sabre on us.
The squiddle maid hefted a stone-tipped spear, part of the simple weaponry Bistort had left aboard for them.
I wish I could stay and pay her back for murdering poor old Drufo. I'd give her the same chance she gave him. None.
Shog weighed the bag of sling stones and the sling he had armed himself with.
Aye, but there's probably a full crew of freebooters and a pack of rat guards with her. We wouldn't stand a chance, Triss. Right, we best move. Let's go east and a touch north, keeping those rocks between us and them so they don't see us. Kerda will try to track us, she can rely on it.
They set off at a brisk jog towards some dunes.